Melanie, you have to do the introduction, and then I think I need to just walk away and let the two of you talk. Yes. Make it a big introduction.
Okay, so I have to make this super big. We have to say Manesson graduate and Bethany graduate. Bubba, that's where you went to college. Yale graduate, of course. But she's an Emmy winner. She's a Golden Globe winner. She's an Oscar winner. She's a Tony winner. She's Frances McDormand. Yay!
All I need is a Grammy.
Oh, that's it. You could sing with Justin Timberlake and you'll be good to go, right?
No, here's what I plan to do, and I'm serious about this. They also have a category for audio book reading, and I want to read a really boring math book and do it so well that they have to give me a Grammy.
You could totally do that.
Except I know nothing about math.
So. I know.
We'll pick a subject that you know nothing about that you can make sound interesting.
Exactly.
There you go.
Just juice it up. Juice it up.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited for your Oscar nomination for Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. And I'm just going to ask this. I've already seen it twice. I'm going for my third time either this weekend or next weekend. And
Lordy.
Yes.
See something new, Melanie.
We are SAG members, so you got my vote, and you're also a SAG Award winner. So
you got my vote, too.
See, there
you
go.
Thank you. I think it was prejudice. It was a
Manesson
vote.
It was a Manesson vote. That's okay. So grief and anger and some racism in the movie. Are there any other factors that you feel that we should take away from that movie also, Three Billboards?
Well, why don't you name those three again, and we'll start with each one.
Grief, anger, racism.
Yes. Okay. Grief, certainly.
Yes.
There's no word in the English language for a parent who's lost their child. If you lose your spouse, you're a widow or a widower. Mm-hmm. If you lose your parents, you're an orphan. But there's no word if you lose your child because it's not... it's a biological imperative that you keep them alive.
Wow.
So I think that grief is the foundation of the entire story and how it affects a community. I think anger anger can be managed, as we know, but fury can't.
Yes.
Fury is Greek, and I think that that's what Martin McDonagh was going for in his film. And in terms of racism, the racism in the film is inherent to any small town in any part of the world. Really.
Right.
It's not just America. And I don't think that Martin was trying to start a conversation about racism. I think that any good story starts a conversation about everything. So, you know, when you're talking about racism, I think we have to kind of take it out of the cultural conversation and lift it up into a moral conversation.
Amen.
And if a movie can do that, if popular entertainment can do that, yay.
Yay.
What is the one thing that you remember most about going to college? Because I went to Bethany College. The reason my name is Bubba is because of Bubba's Bison Inn, because I drank too much in college that I had to drop out. What's the one thing about Bethany that you remember fondly?
Oh, so many things. Oh, it was where I found my freedom. You know, I grew up, as you know, my father was a minister at the First Christian Church in Manesson, and it was I had a really great, when you talk about moral and ethical foundation, it was a great way to incubate. But I had a list of things that I wanted to do as a young adult, and Bethany was a very safe place to do them. I think I had a list of every swear word known to man.
And by the way, is it good or bad that you have a reputation of swearing a lot? Do you appreciate that? Do you embrace that?
Of course I do, but I was really not happy with what they did at the Golden Globes.
Oh,
somebody
yes.
had a trigger finger. I was better raised than that. I'm not going to swear in public like that. I swore as the character, and I swear in my life, but I know better than to do it on national television.
Yeah,
it was so interesting. Somebody was like, had a knee-jerk reaction, just assumed I was going to be Mildred. But I'm not Mildred. I'm Frances.
Exactly.
My mama was rolling over in her grave. I expected her to just reach right out of her grave and slap me.
Well, we promise you that no matter what you say, we won't hit our button here, okay?
No, not at all.
Good. You can do that on radio. Yeah, that's good.
Yes. Hey, Frances, hang on 1 second. When we come back, more with Mel. Are you excited? How excited are you?
So excited.
You've been talking about her for years, and we've got more with her when we come back.
On 100.7 Star, powered by Bowser Nissan, where business is booming.
Melanie, I cannot introduce her as well as you can, so just in case somebody's just tuning in right now and they have no idea who's on the show with us.
My mom taught her. She's a Manesson graduate,
yes.
Bethany College graduate.
Yes.
She's an Oscar, a Tony,
got
a Golden
it.
Globe, and an Emmy winner.
Yes.
up for an Oscar for Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. It's Frances McDormand.
And let's talk about swearing in that role.
There's, you know, there's a freedom to it. It especially with Martin McDonagh's work. He, if you know anything about his plays, he uses profanity as poetry. And there, it's kind of like in Fargo, where there's a scene where three characters say the word "yah" over and over again. Each one of those "yahs" was scripted. It's like a musical score, and Martin uses profanity as a part of his musical score, and that is one of the freedoms that I think Mildred has gained, is that she goes for broke. She doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not like she never swore before.
Right.
Right.
It's just a part of her. You know, unfortunately, it's words that we go to when we can't think of anything else.
Which, by the way, is all the time for me.
Every day.
And even worse for Melanie.
No.
Okay.
That makes for fun.
More with Frances McDormand. Hang on.
So I got to ask you about Mel's mom, who was your English teacher at Manesson High School. What do you remember about Mel's mom and your relationship with her?
Well, you know, that the relationships I had with both Ms. Monahan and Ms. Zelai, they gave me, that was the foundation for my life as an actor, because I was really shy, I was really geeky, but I read books, you know, that was my harbor, reading books. So when we started reading dramatic literature, and Ms. Zelai put on some scenes for our parents and friends after school, from Shakespeare, that was when I realized that reading could be a public event, and that dramatic literature opened up this whole world of actually doing it with other people. And it was the foundation for everything that my professional life has given me.
Was it Lady Macbeth the first thing that you acted in at Manesson?
The sleepwalking scene from Macbeth. And I finally did a production of Macbeth last year at Berkeley Rep in Berkeley, California. And I feel like I've been working on it since I was 14.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was a thrill. No, but it was an extraordinary, I think it was an extraordinary time for teachers, though I have nothing to compare it to. I only went to one high school. But I think that because of the dedication of the teachers to education, and also the small student body, really, it was a great incubation period for a lot of people and a lot of different, you know, that went on to a lot of different professions. But the same with Bethany. You know, Dr. David Judy, who was the only person in the theater department, he really guided me towards my vocation.
Frances, I hate to do this. Hang on one more second. Mel.
What?
Have we ever, think about this, have we ever had as big of a star on our show that has accomplished more?
I was trying to think about this. Absolutely not.
Maybe there are some people that are more popular. Like, we've had Kevin Hart on in the past.
Yeah, I get
but
it.
Anybody more accomplished than Frances?
Nope.
And
now
she's on hold of hearing us talking about her, and now she's probably embarrassed.
That's okay.
All right, when we come back, more with Frances McDormand.
When you left Bethany, was that trip the next day or the next 2 days? Wasn't it directly to Yale? Didn't you just get in the car and go?
Well, I had to audition, and I went. There was someone else who was auditioning for the directing program at the University of West Virginia, and I found out about it, and we hitched a ride. I hitched a ride with him, but then it was an ice storm. We got into a car accident and never made it to New Haven. So then Dr. Judy and Mr. Taylor, who was my English professor.
I had Mr. Taylor. I had Mr. Taylor.
Love Mr. Taylor.
Reminded me, who did he remind you of? What famous, how do I put this? When you look at Mr. Taylor, what did he remind you of?
A very elegant hedgehog.
I was going to say the snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
He was a great guy. He was a
phenomenal
great man.
Phenomenal.
And a complete Anglophile. But he and Dr. Judy bought me a plane ticket to New Haven so that I could make the second audition. And I really believe that I got into the Yale Drama School because, first of all, I forgot my shoes, so I showed up bare. I mean, I had shoes.
Yeah.
But I forgot my audition shoes, so I went in barefoot. And then I was always that girl that didn't make the first auditioned because she'd been in a car accident.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah, it was, you know, you look back, you go, is it luck or just,
yeah.
You know,
no, that
luckily,
this
none of us were hurt in the car accident.
God.
Exactly.
It was profound.
So I've got one final question for you, and it's personal in nature. My youngest daughter is 14 years old. She had the opportunity. She auditioned for the Lincoln School of Performing Arts. She didn't go, even though she made it, and now she's regretting her decision. So last night we had a conversation. We decided that she is going to audition again. She has made up in her mind that what she wants to do in her life is theater, acting, theater. It's what she loves. It's what she's good at. What would be your advice to my 14-year-old daughter who wants to do that?
Have a backup skill.
That's great advice, Frances. It's true, though.
Yeah, and I would say make it technically based. Man, I'm not talking about computers. I'm talking about carpentry, plumbing.
Wow.
I think that the college track in our country has become a big business, and just because everyone has the right to go to college and further their education, it does not mean they need to go to college. I think trade schools is what we should be investing in, and acting is a trade, and so that if you have a craft or a trade that aligns with it, you're much better off in our world today.
Wow.
I will share that advice with her.
Great advice. She'll be listening. Frances, thank you so much. We are so excited for the Oscars. We'll be watching. We are just in congratulations and good luck mode all through Pittsburgh here for you and Manessen.
Thank you. Love to everybody.
All right. And you too. And we end every conversation on Bubba Show with our Bubba Show family one way. We tell them, whether it's you or anybody that calls us every morning, Frances, we love you.
Thank you. Everybody can use it. Bye, kids.
Bye, Frances. Bye. See ya.